This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. As of Thursday, March 24, 2022, Montana reports 272,356 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 52 new cases of coronavirus infection reported since yesterday. 10 new cases in Roosevelt County, that's Wolf Point and the Fort Peck Indian Reservation. 7 new cases in Flathead County, Kalispell Whitefish. 4 new cases in Missoula County, Missoula and the University of Montana. 4 new cases in Yellowstone County, Billings and the Crow Indian Reservation. And more new cases in 16 more Montana counties. The number of active coronavirus cases in Montana is 414. Currently, 30 people are being treated in Montana hospitals for COVID-19. 3,240 people have died in Montana of COVID-19. Nationwide, more than 973,000 Americans have died. There have been 79,800,000 cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and counting. The first boats of the year carrying invasive mussels into Montana were intercepted last weekend. 3 boats carrying invasive zebra or quagga mussels were discovered at a Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks inspection station near Anaconda. The boats had been out of the water for some time and the mussels were not viable. One boat was coming from Michigan heading for Washington State, another coming from Florida heading for Seattle, and the third coming from Ohio heading to British Columbia. Montana opened a few invasive species inspection stations in the last few weeks, with more scheduled to open in early April. All watercraft, including non-motorized boats coming into Montana, must undergo an inspection for invasive species prior to launching. Montana is set to be designated free of invasive mussels as a state moves to delist Tiber Reservoir as a mussel-positive water body. Aquatic mussels have no natural predators and can clog water pipes and displace native species, killing flora and fauna in lakes. Adult mussels can attach themselves to the bottom of boats and survive out of the water for up to 30 days. Mussel larvae are microscopic and can float undetected in boat live wells, bilges, and ballast tanks. When invasive mussels are detected on boats, inspectors decontaminate the boats using hot water and sometimes require the boats to sit until dry. The Montana legislature has appropriated tens of millions of dollars to prevent aquatic invasive species like quagga and zebra mussels from infesting Montana lakes and rivers, in part to keep Montana from violating treaties as a headwaters of the Columbia. Captive customers of Northwestern Energy, alleging they've been overbilled for years for power plants due to a state law written specifically for the utility, got their day in court Wednesday in Missoula. The plaintiffs are challenging the constitutionality of Montana's pre-approval law, which allows customers to be committed in advance to paying for power plants before financial risks are fully realized. The plaintiffs argue that customers have been overbilled millions of dollars since the law was created in 2007. When the lawsuit was filed, Northwestern Energy was seeking pre-approval of a 175-megawatt gas-fired power plant it intends to build near Laurel, which the plaintiffs contend would prove more expensive than other options over time, both in electricity costs and in climate damage. Pre-approval has also resulted in customers paying for costs that never came to be. In 2014, for example, an additional $247 million was added to customer debt related to the price of 11 hydroelectric dams that Northwestern purchased from Pennsylvania Power and Light. The money was supposed to account for hydropower's value in a future world where the cost of carbon emissions were punitive. The total price was about $900 million. Those carbon costs never materialized. The price for the dams didn't change. At the time Montana's Public Service Commission granted pre-approval for the dams, the state consumer advocate had argued the cost to consumers should not be added unless the carbon regulation costs occurred. The case posits whether pre-approval violates the Montana Constitution. Northwestern is the only utility in the state that gets to apply for pre-approval from the Public Service Commission. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.